Exactly a week later, Wednesday, October 4th, the Overmountain Men and other Patriots appear in the distance on the road by the hill. This is an army in name only, actually a loose grouping of formal Patriot militia regiments and volunteers. They are in backwoods clothing with only the equipment they or their horses can carry. Most are mounted, but some are on foot. They had hoped to find and confront Ferguson here, and have come down the same route he went up to the Battle of Cane Creek. Instead, they learned sometime before arriving here that he was gone. They stopped briefly, probably crawling over the camp for useful items left behind. Surely some of their officers come here to the house to search for clues to Ferguson's destination. After a short time, they march off in his bootsteps to your right. They catch him on King's Mountain just across the state border. In a battle considered a turning point in the war, almost his entire force is killed or captured. Ferguson himself dies, and his body is still there today. The Overmountain Men return in triumph another week later, on Wednesday, October 11, with hundreds of prisoners from the battle. They started out with 600, but the number is dwindling as men are paroled or escape. The Patriots likely enjoy crowding the rest into the same pens Ferguson had used for Whig prisoners a couple of weeks before. A Patriot officer free on parole from South Carolina is here and tells Colonel Isaac Shelby that he had seen 11 Patriots hung at 96 South Carolina a few days before for being rebels. Combined with other atrocities known to the Patriots, a number of them advocate for legal action against some of the Tories. Since Gilbert's house is also the county courthouse, Shelby sends someone here for its copy of the state laws. From these, he learns any two magistrates can convene a jury trial, and the crimes those Tories are accused of are punishable by death. Most of the higher-ranked Patriots are magistrates, which sets up a drama at Bickerstaff's Old Fields. See our page by that name for details. After a brief rest, the army continues to a Patriots plantation 5 miles northeast where they had camped on the way down. Please continue to the audio clip under The Murder of Major Dunlap.